Call the meeting to order. The time is 12:30. Today is April 24th. Members present are Vice Chair Masick, Representative Cowdery, and Sanders and myself. Today the committee will take up House Bill 482. We heard this bill last week and have made a new proposed committee substitute. I'd like to ask my committee aide to, if you need an explanation.
And adopt it.
I just want to move to adopt the work draft O-LS1721/B, work draft CS for House Bill 482, transportation.
Heard the motion. Any objections? If not, so ordered. You want to go over the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Peter Eklund, staff to the House Transportation Committee. Excuse me, the work draft, or the adopted CS you have in front of you. Where it differs from the original version of the bill is, the original version of the bill also dealt with non-commercial trailers and posing a one-time registration fee for those. In the new CS, that has been pulled out. That's not in the new CS. There was a problem working out the municipal tax structure if we would have made that change, and with such a short time in the left in session, it's a larger issue that should be left to discussions maybe next year if that issue wants to be brought up again. What the proposed CS does, or what the CS does, is senior citizens who register their car now register annually. They don't have to, they're not subject to a fee. What the bill would do is this require them to register once. And the same with disabled persons. They're required under current law to register annually, but the bill proposes to have them register just once with no impact to the general fund because we don't receive any registration fee from those people currently. And then on the second page of the CS, we propose to move. Right now there are many classes of, there are many trucks on the market that are extended cabs and way over 6,000. The way current law is written, even though you as a private citizen may own may own one of those larger trucks that weighs over 6,000 pounds and you may not use it for a business, the way the law is written, you would have to register it as a commercial vehicle. And since there are more and more trucks coming on the market that are over 6,000 pounds, we propose to move that to 10,000 pounds. So if you own a vehicle and use it for private purposes, you would not have to register it commercially. And also in the, what we do is clarify that if you register your vehicle in the name of a company or business, then you should register that as a commercial vehicle. And somebody, Juanita Hensley from the Division of Motor Vehicles, is here to also talk on those sections of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Juanita Hensley with Division of Motor Vehicles. I'm basically here to answer any questions. We certainly support this this CS and would thank the committee for introducing this on our behalf. I will speak to the fiscal note. Because we do not register the, or we register them, but we do not receive any money for the general fund for those license plates that we issue for, to handicap recipients or for senior citizens exemption, the fiscal note would be a zero. I can't show any cost savings because that they're spread all over the state, so I can't say that there's 50 registered in Ketchikan and 100 registered here, so it's not feasible to reduce any type of revenues that way.
Any questions?
But how many, how many registrations do you deal with or would this bill be dealing with?
Through the chair, Representative Masick, we deal with 14,000 senior citizen exemption and approximately 6,000 handicap license plates. So about 20,000 transactions that would reduce for DMV.
Representative Cowdery.
Yeah, does this senior exemption, say a man and his wife, say you have they each have a car but they're in each of their names? I mean, does it have to be in separate names or, you know, for an exemption?
Through the chair, Representative Cowdery, it allows one exemption per household per per annual for calendar year.
Even if there's two cars.
That's correct.
Any other questions, Representative Masick?
No more questions. Are you ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay. I move that we move House Bill 482 out of committee with the attached changes in the CS and ask for individual recommendations and unanimous consent.
Along with the fiscal note.
With the attached fiscal note.
Any objections? If not, so ordered. Nothing more to come before this committee. This committee stands adjourned at 12:33.
Objected.
Thank you very much.
On the record.
Thank you, committee members.
Good job, Bill. Thank you, Anita. Next.